Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today I'm sharing two stories from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Blessings of Christmas. It's the thought that counts when it comes to Christmas gifts. And today we have two stories that I love about how someone really put some great thinking into finding the perfect gift for someone. Prepare to be inspired and perhaps come up with some good ideas of your own. In our first story, Tanya Sousa tells us that her mother was great at finding an old piece of furniture, refinishing and reupholstering it, and then reselling it. One year, not long before she was diagnosed with leukemia, she gave Tanya a chair that she had refinished and reupholstered. Tanya loved it, but she was forced to sell it a couple of years later when she had some financial problems. She had tried to sell some different pieces, but the guy who had come had insisted on buying her special chair. Tanya says that after that, her mom never admonished her for selling the chair. She knew that her daughter had sold it under duress. 25 years passed, and Tanya still thought about that chair. And then, because she took after her mother and loved finding old things to fix up, she was in a thrift shop one day and was shocked to find her old chair buried in a corner under some boxes and used drapes. She had just seen a tiny corner of it, but she knew that fabric. The chair was in bad shape, but Tanya wanted to buy it. The lady who worked at the thrift shop wouldn't sell it, though, because there was no price marked on it. Tanya kept stopping by the thrift shop, but it was always closed. She told her husband she was giving up. And then Christmas Eve came along, and her husband asked her to go into the basement and grab an extra chair. He had hidden her special chair there. He had convinced the thrift shop to sell it to him, and then he had fixed it up himself. Tanya says, "It was the most precious gift I could have received. I took it as a message from my mother, too. After all those years, the gift of love found its way back to me as a gift of love again."
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Andy Skidmore tells us another tale about a meaningful holiday gift. In her case, it was something that she did for a friend with cancer. 12 days before Christmas, Andy began to sing the 12 Days of Christmas to her friend. Each day, she appeared at her door, rang the bell, and sang the verse for that day as she handed her friend a gift that in some way symbolized that verse. The first day's gift was a basket of pears with an artificial bird tied to the ribbon. The second day's gift was a soap dish with two bars of Dove soap, and so on. Andy didn't bother her sick friend with hanging around. She just sang the verse, handed her the gift, and drove off. Her friend had fun trying to guess each day's gift. The gifts were never expensive, just creative. The following Christmas, Andy's friend gave her a beautiful box of 12 ornaments, each one representing a verse from the 12 Days of Christmas. That song now held a cherished meaning for both of them. Then a couple of years later, another dear friend began her cancer battle. Her disease was ferocious, and she had to have an arm amputated shortly before Christmas. Andy decided, along with some of her friends, that they would help their friend through the holiday with the aid of a song. Andy says, The actual 12 days of Christmas begin on December 26th and end on January 6th. This time, we would hold to tradition and give a friend a new way to look at an old song for those days. I bought a set of ornaments like the ones I had been given, which represented the song, and I made a list of 11 other people I knew who would want to be a part of this project. Each of us took a day and an ornament. On our chosen day, we would make our fun run, leaving our friend with a verse in song, a gift, and an ornament that illustrated that verse. She could use the 12 ornaments to decorate her tree the following year. So here are the items that Andy and her team gave their friend. For the first day, a partridge in a pear tree, they gave her pears in a basket and an earring tree. For day two, two turtle doves. They gave her a soap dish with Dove soap and also some Dove chocolate candy. For day three, three French hens. They gave her a cooked chicken and also eggs in a basket. For day four, four calling birds. They gave her a phone calling card and an address book for her telephone numbers. For day five, which is five golden rings, they gave her five jars filled with an assortment of things and all with gold lids. For six geese a-laying on day six, they gave her a down pillow and a dozen eggs. For day seven, seven swans a-swimming, they gave her sunscreen, sunglasses, and a beach towel. And on day eight, for eight maids a-milking, they gave her milk and whipped cream. And for day nine, nine ladies dancing, they gave her an assortment of music CDs. On day 10, 10 lords a-leaping, they gave her an exercise video, ankle weights, and a sweatband. Day 11, 11 pipers piping, they gave her decorative piping for a craft item of flute music. And on day 12, 12 drummers drumming, they gave her a toy drum filled with makeup samples. Andy says, Edgar Watson Howe wrote, "When a friend is in trouble, don't annoy him by asking if there's anything you can do. Think up something appropriate and do it. I learned that we all have it within us to give, and we should put aside any thoughts that were interfering and just go for it." Unexpected kindness, miracle gifts, that's what we all hope for during the holidays. And we're doing our part with this new book about the blessings of Christmas. Royalties from the book help support the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation and the amazing work they do on behalf of children in need, making sure they get wonderful Christmas gifts no matter what their family circumstances. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, the blessings of Christmas, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you have your own Christmas story to tell, believe it or not, we are already accepting submissions for our 2022 Book of Holiday Stories. Anything from Thanksgiving to Hanukkah to Christmas to New Year's would be welcomed. Just head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story to learn what topics we're working on and how you can craft a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story and join our family of writers. And come back for our next episode for a couple of stories that will really wow you from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Tough Times Won't Last, But Tough People Will. You'll hear about two women who very courageously took back control of their lives, and they are a real inspiration.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.